Item 532, request of Jim Braley to address council regarding waiver of remonstrance.
Excuse me, sir, you're going to have to be quiet. This is somebody else's time. If you cannot be quiet, you're going to have to leave.
Did you hear what I said?
No. If you cannot be quiet,
you should give me some points.
One moment, sir.
I'm just asking for the
sorry, Jim. Go ahead, sir. Sorry for the interruption.
My name is Jim Brawley, and I live in the West Portland Park neighborhood. I recently discovered there's a street waiver.
I got to get my camera. I'm not leaving this behind. So.
I recently discovered there's a street waiver on the house that my wife and I bought in 2005. I'm learning about this 13 years later because our neighborhood is involved in a possible local improvement district to pave streets. The estimate is that each home would have to pay about $45,000. Nobody was aware of this when they bought their home. Nobody in our neighborhood can afford to pay it outright, and if you finance it over 20 years, it's about $70,000, and that becomes a lien on your house. The street waiver is a city document that was signed only by our builder, Joe Bichalt, and all six of his houses on Vicuna and Coronado have waivers. The city allowed him to build without improving the road. Instead, with the waiver, the city obligated future homebuyers to pay if an LID is formed. Just a few blocks from us, there are other relatively new homes where the developer did put in paved streets with curbs and sidewalks. Apparently, the city required that builder to do the work as part of the project. This feels unfair and inequitable. But there's a bigger problem. The street waiver was never disclosed to us, not by the builder, not by First American Title, not by Hassan Realty. And our signatures are not on the waiver. How could they be? It was recorded by the city months before we bought the house. And there's not even a place on the form for us to sign it. Everyone knows that for a contract to be legal, it needs to be signed by both sides. There's a state law, ORS 41.580, that addresses this. From what I've learned, the only way you might discover a street waiver is if you have a knowledgeable real estate agent. It's not obvious. When I went looking, Bureau of Development Services had no record of the waiver on our house because it was on file with Portland Bureau of Transportation. A lack of transparency generally means they don't want you to know what's going on. Donald Trump doesn't disclose his tax returns. Portland Public Schools doesn't disclose there's lead in drinking water. In my opinion, the street waiver process is kind of a fraud. And the city should quit using it unless you require that the waiver be disclosed to homebuyers and it has their signature. Beyond that, Portland should require all of developers to put in paved streets. Evidence that the city doesn't do this is everywhere. Most neighborhoods have decent streets, but many others have gravel roads full of potholes. I'm not from Portland originally, so how this happens here is puzzling to me. It's also a big disappointment. And it makes me cynical about how Portland city government works. Thank you for letting me speak on this issue.
Mr. Braley, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yes.
You said in your testimony that it had been recorded.
The street waiver is a one-page document.
Where had it been recorded?
Where had it been recorded?
Right.
In Multnomah County, Oregon, by C. Swick, deputy clerk.
So it's so the only reason I ask is having purchased and sold a house where I had to sign a phone book, a set of documents of disclosures and other kinds of things. I think the question you raise about notice to a subsequent buyer is a good question. And if what you're telling us is that it's recorded, but a buyer with reasonable diligence cannot discover that, I think that's something the council would be interested in. This is not a game of gotcha, and in fact, the person who manages our remonstrance program is probably one of the finest public servants that we deal with on a regular basis. But if what you're saying is there's some flaw in the way these things are recorded so that a buyer doesn't get adequate notice, I think that's something we'd like to know more about. So did you bring some materials for the council?
I have the street waiver itself, and
Can I make a suggestion? If you could make copies of your documents and just give them to the clerk, then I think we can follow up on it.
Okay, I'll just mention that in our title documents through First American Title, there was no disclosure of this.
And that may mean that I'm not playing your lawyer here, but that may mean you have a claim against your title company. You may have a claim, which by the way, title companies get sued from time to time for these very reasons. You may have a claim against your realtor. The question is, what did you have a legal right to know? Things like easements on properties get disclosed. All kinds of things get disclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And if this wasn't disclosed, it might have impacted your decision to buy the property. That's a serious issue.
It absolutely would, because you would probably try to negotiate a lower price on the house if you knew that.
So could you just make, my office is down here. Uh-huh. We'd be happy to Xerox it for free. And if you could just then give it to the council clerk so we can follow up.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a very persuasive and common sense argument. Thank you for coming in. Next individual.